Guitar band music from the southwest of Madagascar sounds like a party, but it's played at what we may think of as solemn affairs. The music is called tsapik, that's spelled T-S-A-P-I-K-Y. Music reviewer Banning Air recently returned from a research trip to Madagascar, and he has this story of a sound deeply connected to life and death.
Giddy guitar playing, galloping dance rhythms, exuberant cries, and a generally joyous atmosphere. Nothing about tsapik music would tell you that it's mostly played at traditional ceremonies, especially funerals. That is, unless you come from the coastal city of Toliar in southern Madagascar.
Le tsapik, c'est vraiment le drapeau de Toliar. It's like a flag of Toliar.
That's French ethnomusicologist Julien Mallet, now based in Toliar, the biggest town in this huge, dry, rural region. The area is sparsely populated with cattle farms and sapphire mines where locals labor but rarely profit. Tsapik music is one way a kid from a village might get work.
The musicians who come from the countryside join the bands in the city. When the band has acquired a certain level of fame, the band is asked by the rural communities to play at ceremonies such as burial or circumcisions.
Now, these ceremonies are a big deal. Families come from far and wide bearing gifts ready to eat, drink, and dance, and this can go on for
minimum 2 jours.
2 days, and possibly as long as a week, says veteran tsapik guitarist Pascal. And the tsapik music never stops except for the musicians to eat. Maybe that's one reason these guitarists have such remarkable fingerstyle technique. Listen to Pascal on acoustic guitar. Tsapik is a fusion of South African pop music and local Madagascar traditions. It's a young style that began in the 1970s. It's not limited to any one ethnic tradition, and that means everyone can feel connected to it.
Especially in the South, in here, you don't just do music for performing. It's a performance, but it's really part of life. It has some meanings, and everybody knows the codes. It really has an important place in the society.
That's French-born tsapik producer François Balafumanga, who's lived in Madagascar for 25 years. But there's a problem. These days, armed and organized cattle rustlers have invaded the countryside around Toliar, and government forces have responded ruthlessly, attacking in force, even burning villages.
Des voleurs de zébus, pas les traditionnels, mais ceux qui sont mafieux et qui...
Julien Mallet says it's a complicated scenario, but the arrival of this cattle rustling mafia has created an atmosphere of fear. And that means bands that once played 3 or 4 ceremonies a month will be lucky to play 1. Despite all this, François Balafumanga says tsapik music has lost none of its hold on people's imaginations, even the cattle rustlers themselves.
Even the halu, the people who steal the beef, they call the tsapik player to come because this is the spiritual thing. Music is medicine. Even in sorrow, music helps to calm the strong feeling who can destroy you.
One of the top veteran tsapik artists, Damil, has lived in France for the past 14 years. During our visit, Damil was back in Toliar to play his first public concert there in all that time. A crowd of thousands, young and old, male and female, gathered by the bay to sing and dance for hours into the night. This was no 3-day ceremony, but it was a welcome chance to remember better times in Toliar and to wave the region's tsapik flag with pride. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
Benninger is senior editor at afropop.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.